The minority leader, Osaichi Mensah Bunsu, says President Mahama's State of the Nation address did not reflect the real situation of the country. He said the president pushed the economy to the background in his presentation. At a news conference shortly after the president's speech, Mr. Mensah Bunsu noted that an attempt to advance the cause of the country should dwell on the economy. The minority leader said it appeared the president was addressing a party rally with his evidence-based presentation.
It was a tragedy of a presentation. And for the avoidance of doubt, the president presented untruths, palpable untruths, half-truths, and embellished truths. Indeed, the background of the presentation last year was the infestation of cholera in this country, occasioned by the heaps of filth in the country, which they themselves have pledged to be able to clean up in 100 days upon assuming governance. They're not able to do that. What is the state of health of this country? Health insurance is collapsing. And he spoke about attempts to clear some arrears. This Assembly Common Fund, GEF Fund, and the health insurance fund, they are all in arrears. Contractors have not been paid for 2 years, and the president is dithering on these matters. What is the state of the economy? He pushed it to the background because one thought that advancing the course of this country will be predicated on the economy, solid economy, by every yardstick: GDP growth rate, interest rate, inflation, the strength of our currency. By every yardstick, our country is not doing well. That is, economically, agriculture is in the doldrums, growing at just 0.04%. How do you generate growth? How do you generate employment with such tragic growth in agriculture? Industry is faltering. These are the hard realities of the times. What the president did was an exercise in just propaganda. And one thought that he was addressing a party rally at Osu, or maybe at Bole Bamboi.